This is A New Beginning, written by read by Mistborn Hero. A Society of Gentlemen by K.J. Charles Podfick, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Dominic Frey, Silas Mason. It is tagged for post-canon, future fic, established relationship. It's going to be filthy work, slow and back-breaking too. Silas already relishes the task. He tosses his coat over a lopsided table, he swipes his arm over first, sleeve cleaning off what looks like years of dust. He deposits his waistcoat on top of the coat afterwards, and tucks on the rough apron he's borrowed from downstairs, in Lord Richard's house, as his clothes were probably going to end up beyond saving. But if they didn't, he might as well do what he could to save whatever poor soul ended up cleaning them at least a bit of work. Time was, he would have cleaned them himself. Time was, he wouldn't have spent a thought towards stepping around the worst of the detritus littering the uneven floor of the room while making his way across it to rattle through the supplies he had carted with him for the pan and broom. He's had to resort to the shovel in the smaller room at the back of the building, prepping the rickety back door open with a brick so he can scoop the mess out to be dealt with later on, and has moved on to sweeping some of what's left when there's a knock at what will eventually become the front of his new bookshop. "You do like a challenge, don't you?" Dom says in greeting when he steps in, chafing his hands together in the dark gloves and looking around. "It could be far worse." Shutting the door behind him, Silas shakes his head rather than voicing any of the instinctive responses that seek to swell up. Dom sounds almost admiring, which is something he doesn't know quite what to do with. "Well, some ideas spring to mind. But given the building's located on a moderately busy street, it's probably best not." "Thought you was busy with work," he grunts instead, reminding himself of his dirt-stained hands in order to quell the temptation to reach out and do something pointless and sentimental, like brush Dom's dark hair out of his eyes. Time was, it never would have occurred to him to do something pointless and sentimental, or if it did, he would never find himself following up that thought by considering whether to go and dunk his hands in the bucket of well water he had brought from the street and give them a scrub. I find myself imagining interrupting a tedious appointment in order to bring you a lunch. Moving over to deposit his own greatcoat on the table, seemingly without qualm for the still dirty state of the furniture. Dom shoots Silas a smile, indicating the cloth-wrapped bundle he had been carrying on arrival. "While I reapplied myself to my work upon realizing, once the appointment was over, I failed to resist the urge." "Unlike you." The spark to Dom's eyes informs Silas he signally fails in his attempt to keep just how pleased he is by this development of his face. "Skirting your responsibilities, Mr. Frey." He can't help but take a step over. Dirtied hands be damned. "I prefer to think of it as delaying them." Lifting his free hand, Dom places it on Silas's cheek. "For a worthy cause."
"Curse you." All the fondness burning in Silas's chest won't do at all.
"It is a risk, and he knows it,
but a glance at the locked door and grime-streaked windows show them alone enough to lean in, kissing them hard to make up for the fact he can't use his hands. "I'm going to put you on your knees later," he growls against Tom's mouth after, "where you belong." "I certainly wouldn't thank you for putting me on them now," Dom surprises him by saying, in a careful way that makes Silence give him a narrow look.
"You wouldn't, would you?"
"Say," they put one of those old sheets he had brought with him down, folded up for Dom's knees. It would be foolish, to say the least, but the thrill of picturing it makes Silas want to be reckless, of imagining them hearing and twitching at every little noise from the street outside, never knowing if anyone might happen to interrupt them, of holding him down there on his knees anyway, and keeping him quiet by giving him something to occupy his mouth, heedless of protests. Well, except for any Dom might actually mean, of course. Trouble is, if they did try out such a scenario, Silas's own attention could well end up dangerously compromised, pushing Dom against that debatably clean patch of wall out of sight of the windows, and having his way with him while they both keep an ear out might be more feasible, however. There's a fair chance, too, he could still talk the risk up enough in a way to not alarm Dom, but make him squirm. "I can see by your expression you're plotting something terrible." Spreading out the cloth as he unwraps the bundle to ready their lunch on the part of the table not occupied by their coats, Dom observes.
"Going to be terrible for one of us, anyway."
Peering approvingly at the sight of Dom's cook handiwork, Silas sneaks his hand out to nab a hearty sandwich. He waves it at Dom in what they both know is thanks, before taking a huge, hungry bite.
"You can consider that a threat."
Neither of them mention that it sounds far more like a promise. "Indeed?" Bowing his head to ostensibly concentrate on pouring Silas a drink from the bottle packed in with the lunch, does nothing to hide that spark still in Dom's eyes. "Then I shall." The end. This has been recorded for ITPE as a gift for Nani. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.